An Arcadian king had an ardent desire to have a male heir. When, to his utter frustration, a daughter was born to him, he ordered the baby to be thrown out to die on top of a mountain. A she-bear, which happened to be passing by, found the little thing interesting and began to suckle it. Later, she was snatched away from the bear's den by hunters, who brought her up as one of their number. Her name was Atalanta. She was a fair and brave girl, but she had a heart every bit as hard as her father's. But her stony heart was for once stirred to tenderness when she saw Meleager, the handsome son of King Oeneus. To avoid losing him, she joined the Argo as the only woman and played a major part in various adventures of Jason's crew. After the Caledonian boar hunt, Atalanta was rediscovered by her father, who wanted her to be married. As suitors swarmed into the house every day, she declared that she would only be won if someone could outrun her in a foot race. Her hand was to be the reward of the conqueror, but death the penalty of the vanquished. Since she was the swiftest of foot, she thought that the condition would be enough to scare any suitor away. Nevertheless, quite a few came and not willingly died. A spectator, Hippomenes by name, was at first quite skeptical about the wisdom of having to stake so much on the love of a lady, beautiful as she was. But as he watched the delicate form of the maiden rushing along, he was increasingly thrilled by her bewitching beauty. When the fourth youth paid the penalty of the vanquished, Hippomenes announced his intention to enter into the race. Before he offered himself for the trial, however, the youth had called upon Aphrodite to help him. Having heard his prayers, the goddess gave him 3 golden apples of the Hesperides and taught him the artful means of surpassing the cold-blooded maiden. Soon after the youth and Atalanta started to run, all the spectators felt certain that the youth was doomed, because Atalanta had darted far ahead. But very soon, all were amazed to see a golden apple fly from Hippomenes' right hand. Atalanta hesitated for a second, but she stopped to pick it up, for curiosity and greed were too strong for her. Though the youth had run ahead, she had no difficulty catching up. When the second apple was thrown out, and Atalanta stopped again to pick it up, she caught up with the young man soon once more and dashed forward. Hippomenes, now panting for breath and about to give up in despair, exerted his last ounce of energy to fling the third apple as far away from the course as possible. When Atalanta went out of her way to snatch up the glittering apple for the third time, she lost out to her fellow runner. In this way, Hippomenes won the foot race and came to marry Atalanta. They had a son, Parthenopaeus, who later was one of the 7 who fought against Thebes. The marriage was a happy but short-lived one, for Hippomenes forgot to pay Aphrodite, his patroness, her dues. The infuriated goddess was not prepared to let the neglect go unpunished. When the young couple was one day passing the temple of Rhea, mother of the gods, Aphrodite aroused such unholy desire in Hippomenes that the youth defiled the holy place with his unlawful lust. Rhea turned them both instantly into lions and harnessed them to her chariot.